creating a budget and sticking to it. Difficult for everybody. Can be really difficult as you're just sort of getting your feet grounded in your future as a young person these days. Traditional budgeting forces you to make every decision as if you live in a spreadsheet, though, which can be a lot of work. Because your life isn't a spreadsheet. So rather than focus just on expenses, you might consider focusing on savings with a process called reverse budgeting. Joining us now to talk more about it is Projecta Dopade from Money Sense. Hello.
Hi there.
What do you mean when you use the phrase reverse budgeting?
Okay. Reverse budgeting is what I like to call budgeting for lazy people. Instead of focusing on all your expenses and making this budget and that budget and, you know,
envelopes and jars.
Yeah, exactly. You basically just focus on your saving. That's your priority. You pay yourself first, figure out exactly how much you want to stow away to put into a TFSA, RSP, whatever. And then the rest, technically, you can spend.
What would you say are the advantages of this approach?
Well, it's really, really easy. You know, you only have to think about it that one time when you're deciding how much you want to put away. And then after that, you technically can tune out for at least a little while. And it really gives you peace of mind and it makes sure that you're achieving your savings goals. You know, it doesn't have to be this stressful, anxious thing where at the end of the month you're thinking, do I have enough money to put away into savings? And then finding out that you don't.
Disadvantages?
Well, you're not as attuned to where your money is going because after you put it all away into your savings and technically you can, you know, spend the rest,
whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. You might find yourself, you know, spending $50 on coffee every morning thinking, hey, I can.
This is the best.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end of the month, maybe you realize that you've blown away some of your money.
Does this method require that you live in a cash-only world? Because I can imagine if you're not conscious of your spending, the savings go first. So on payday, foosh, that money disappears and you can only spend what's left. But that can be very difficult because you still have to summon the willpower not to put something onto a credit card.
If you want to do it successfully, definitely it's sort of better to stick to debit and cash. Otherwise, you might just... What's the point, you know, if you're going to be putting yourself into debt by using credit cards anyway? But I guess the thing with that is that you have to sort of figure out how much you want to put away and what your fixed expenses are and how much you want to allocate towards just, your wants spending so that you don't find yourself using credit cards and really kind of live within your means. Like this kind of forces you to do that. You put away everything you have to savings and you just have to deal with whatever you have left. And that is something that's up to you. So it's not an entirely easy method because you do have to control yourself somewhat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you get started?
Okay. So the first thing you have to do is calculate how much you want to be saving every month. So you can write down spending and debt repayment goals, so short-term ones, and how much you'd like to... So short-term goals, for instance, like how much you want to put into an RSP in a year, some medium-term goals like a down payment, paying down student loans, whatever. And then you divide all of those by the number of months you have till their end date. So say you want a down payment in like 10 years or something. How many months is that? Divide that number by the number of months and then just add everything together. And then that's how much you should try to put away towards savings.
You had one more point there. I interrupted you.
And then you automate it. So you just have that money going away and you don't really think about it. Yeah. And technically, if everything goes well, then you're going to be meeting your goals.
Who would you say this method is best for? I wouldn't say it would be for everyone. I mean, there are some people who really can't do the mental math on, geez, I can't afford to buy a fancy latte every week. They would have a harder time. They do need to track it in a very micro way.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're that kind of person, you want that much control, definitely maybe this isn't the best for you. But I think that if you don't want to overthink budgeting and you still want to meet your goals, it might be best for someone who can do that and also has sort of the cash cushion to do this as well, because it's a good method for someone who really wants to like supersize their savings goals, because the point is to sort of work to boost how much you're putting away in savings every month.
What do you do when your income increases? Because one of the things for young people in particular, they're at a point which hopefully their income will increase over time. And it can be very tempting to say, wow, I've got a little bit more in my bank account. Could I please take an Uber once in a while?
I'm not saying no to Ubers. I did take an Uber here today. But
you did? Okay.
I did. but I think that the smart thing to do is your savings goals in proportion to however much more you're making. Because yes, you're right. It is pretty easy to fall prey to lifestyle inflation. And rather than, you know, you're putting that money aside, it's all automated, you're not thinking about it. But then because your income is greater and you have more disposable income, you're just like spending all of it, which is not what you want to do. You want to adjust your savings goals depending on how much your income increases.
You work for Money Sense, so you're engrossed in this all the time. You write about it, you talk about it, it's your world. What do you find is the hardest part, the hardest thing to do when it comes to walking the talk?
Well, it's a lot of work, you know? It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And, you know, these days everybody's busy, and when you're coming home at the end of the day, you want to just like sit back, relax, and watch Netflix and not think about your budget or your investments or anything. And it's important to make the time to really think about these things.
Yeah. And do you use a traditional budgeting method or a reverse budgeting method? You can be honest with me.
I do reverse budget. So I
you do.
Yes. I make sure to have my savings goals put away enough in a TFSA. I'm going to open an RSP soon. And technically, I can spend the rest. But as I mentioned, I also know that that means that I'm not necessarily paying attention to every penny, and I could definitely be more frugal. And so everybody kind of falls prey to that. But so you sort of have to like pay attention to what you're spending and not go crazy with this disposable income you have.
It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
It is worth the work. Projecta, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Projecta Dopade is with Money Sense Magazine.